Hi, I'm with a really lovely lady. Can you tell me your name and what you do?
Oh, my name's Karen Mumford. I'm the Mobility Team Manager for Guide Dogs. We currently cover the area of Hertfordshire, Bedfordshire and Essex, although there are 20 teams nationally that cover all guide dog services. One of the key things that we've found recently is we know that there are 180,000 blind and partially sighted people out there, and what we're trying to do is to try and reach out to them, and we've tried various avenues to try and get in touch with people, because we understand that there are some that are quite isolated, and what we want to do is to get them out and about on their own terms. One of the new services that we're piloting is a service called My Guide, and My Guide is where we work with local partnerships, other voluntary organisations, where we train volunteers to site guide people that need that service. And
when you say site guide, what is that?
Sighted guiding is where somebody goes along and assists them in getting out and about, so they become independent. We give them tips
on how to guide people.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm rubbish at it. I nearly got Sean killed the other day.
Yes,
I crossed him halfway across the road. It was an island,
yes.
But Sean was not happy.
No.
So, but that was a lesson for me.
Yeah, so what we do is we train volunteers to learn how to do that. And then what we do is when we can find somebody that needs that service, we match them so that they then go to that individual's house, and then they'll take that person out to get them out into the community. And what we're hoping is, so for instance, if somebody belongs to a mother's union or a church, that we'll start that development in getting that volunteer to take them to that church, and then hopefully we'll train those people in that church to take on that service. So then they become totally independent, and then they're not reliant on a volunteer to do that service.
Is it working already?
It is working, and in fact, our My Guide service has gone from a pilot and hopefully going to business as usual from January. So we've really kind of worked with loads of voluntary organisations out there, and it's really working. And
really?
Yeah, and it's a brilliant service, because it does mean that, you know, we're not just offering a guide dog, we're offering another means of getting somebody out.
Yes, because not all blind people want dogs, do they?
No, for various reasons, dog may not be the most suitable means of mobility. We also do some long cane mobility training, and we work with the local sensory teams or local voluntary organisations. Depends who provides that service. What we try to do is to find a need. Then if we can't do it, then we signpost them to the organisation that can do that.
Okay. So have you got any case studies of anyone you know you've heard that have become independent because of what you've done, this scheme?
Yes. We've recently got a volunteer and a service user that was isolated, didn't go out very much, and we got a local voluntary organisation to be trained. Their volunteers were trained in a My Guide, and now we've matched them. They're now actually working with that individual on a regular basis, taking them to a local mother's union. They also go to church, and we're actually then starting the second stage, which is to actually start training those volunteers in the church community.
Do you work with youngsters as well, young children?
Yes, we work very closely with children, and that's one of our strategies this year, is to work with more children. We understand there's a lot of children out there that don't actually have a means of getting mobility services. We understand that some schools have specialists, but they only look after within the school. What they don't do is provide mobility services out in the street, you know, going to local youth clubs and things. We, over the last couple of years, we removed the lower age limit for a dog, so that anyone of any age can now apply for a guide dog.
Oh, really?
Obviously, we would expect that child is independent, so we wouldn't expect an 8-year-old to do but we have trained successfully a child of 14 at school, and they now have that means of getting to school on their own rather than reliance on other people to support them.
How lovely. And of course, you know, people don't think, because I did actually meet a blind person who said that they actually went off to university to get away from their parents so they could get some independence.
Yes, and that's quite often that we come across. Sometimes we get the challenges from the parents. They don't want to see their loved one become so independent. But I think the added security of having a dog with them and getting them to places just to be like everybody else, that's part of our strategy, is to give the same freedom as everybody else. And, you know, why can't we support them in doing that? So, you know, we have got quite a lot of instances where we have trained children of that age, or young adults, I would say, at uni, and it's really given them that independence. It's so good to see.
I know, it sounds really wonderful. So how can people get in touch with you?
Okay, well, we have our national website, which is www.guidedogs.org.uk, or we have, if they're covering Hertfordshire, Bedfordshire and Essex, we have a local number, which is 0845 372 7421. Going on to the website, you'll be able to pick out, put your postcode in, and they'll tell you what the local team is that you can contact us on.
Thank you so much. What's this about buddy dogs?
Well, buddy dogs is a service where if somebody's interested, so a blind or visually impaired person that is not quite old enough to be independent, but actually feels quite isolated, we've got a service where we use dogs that don't quite make the grade because they don't have all the skills and ability to guide somebody. That we have a dog, we call them a buddy dog, and we put them with a young child, and we set them small objectives like grooming, just caring for a dog, and get used to that responsibility. And we've got some really excellent cases. We've had a young lad that was 8 years old, and he was given a buddy dog, and it's so different. This child has transformed into being confident and outgoing, and he's got this lovely dog as well. Maybe long term he'll realise that actually he wants a guide dog for himself to guide him, but at the moment he's got a few long cane skills, but actually this dog has made a huge difference, not only him and his family.
What a lovely story.
Yeah, it's really one of our good things that we've been a success on.
Oh, how lovely. Right, get out there and get involved. Thanks so much.
Thank you.